says, made the beat and the lyrics, triple double, no assists. He is music himself. He don't need, he don't.
That's hold what on, but that's but, what I'm saying. But you on, just but
listen,
said it though.
But, hold on, but listen, let me finish. Today on Dead End Hip Hop,
Insanity.
Be straight from the D, bring you the latest on the Hip Hop Minute, and of course the infamous Dead End Hip Hop Conversation. Keep it locked. Hip Hop Minute.
Yo, what's up? This B coming at you with the Hip Hop Minute. Just want to let y'all know, make sure y'all look out for Pusha T mixtape. Anticipated Fear of God coming out March 21st. Make sure y'all check out for that. Also, we got a remix of Kanye West, All of the Lights, featuring Drake and Big Sean. Another good music label mate that's upcoming pretty soon. Make sure y'all check out Diplomats. They on tour. Cities right now, Chicago, Atlanta, Philadelphia. But make sure, I'm going to keep y'all locked up. But make sure if you coming to Atlanta, because I know Atlanta looking out for them. Also, Shawty Low might be a G-Unit signee. We don't know yet. Make sure y'all shout out the YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/deadinhiphop. Stay up to date with all our webisodes. Keep it locked. Dead in Hip Hop.
Last week, during Lupe, we were talking about success at what cost. We mentioned that we were going to talk about Jay Electronica this week. So, considering what Lupe did, the sound of the album, considering Jay Electronica's lyrics and style, will he have to dumb down his lyrics or change his whole image or part of it to go mainstream? Because right now I'm saying Jay Electronica cannot go mainstream. I don't think he's going to make it.
I think, real talk, I think everybody has room for improvement. And, you know, depending on what your goals are, you may have to change certain things about yourself, certain things about your image. Yeah, you know, you have to work on those things. Think about how many artists came into the game and haven't changed. It's not many. You have to evolve. You have to change. You have to, you know, try to be what you want to be. So I think, yeah, Jay is going to have to change a little bit of the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of his you know, his image, you know what I'm saying, to see what fits.
That's true, because he got that Mountain Dew deal. Once he got this sound, yeah, he got it like a endorsement he got with Mountain Dew. So I mean, but I don't think he's gonna dumb down his lyrics though. You think he's gonna dumb down his lyrics just because he signed with Rock Nation? Yeah, I don't think he's gonna dumb down the lyrics.
I don't think Jay-Z. You know what? I can see it maybe not. I can't see it. I can't see it at all. The main reason,
Rock Nation, not Atlantic.
And then the main reason I say that is because Jay-Z was the executive producer of Food and Liquor. And you and you see the type of work that Jay-Z is comfortable putting out.
Exactly.
So why would he change it with Jay Electronica? Why?
Because I don't know what people really want to hear that.
I think Jay-Z is not gonna allow that to happen though.
Yeah, I don't see Jay-Z allowing that to happen. Think about what's at Jay Electronica's disposal. Just friends.
Kanye West.
Kanye, come on, like. That's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
So what about the lyrics though?
I think the lyrics will be there.
It's gonna be epic.
I think that he may have to dumb it down, make it less complex, but I don't think it's gonna be like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that he's gonna go so far to the point where he's losing his core group, exactly. His core audience. He's not gonna go that far. Because sometimes, you know what, you have to listen to a couple artists a couple times to try to understand. Yeah. And I think he'll make it less complex, but I don't think he's going to dumb it down.
Do you really think Zip and C can go on the radio, though, man?
I think he can.
But where would it fit?
You know what? Okay. I don't think it could be in the radio in Atlanta.
It's in Atlanta. But something no. like a
but like New York, Chicago,
Detroit,
yeah,
like that.
It'll be up there because you know what? I got this app on my phone, man. It's called TuneIn Radio, and I be listening to Hot 97 all the time. And a lot of the crap that they play out there, we don't like. In the morning, J. Cole, Drake. Have you heard it on the radio here?
No, not at all.
Okay, they kill it in New York. Kill it.
Yeah.
They play
my
like
boy, my boy in the D said he played a lot too.
Yeah, they play it like at least 3 to 5 times in an hour. In the morning, J. Cole and Drake.
But you think they got to do like a coast kind of thing, like? Because, you know, sometimes certain coasts are a lot biased from what they're playing. Like, of course, Atlanta, you're going to hear Shawty Low a lot. But in New York, exactly. They're not going to play it.
But the thing is that they pay Walker in New York. He don't get the same type of spin he gets in Atlanta, but he gets spin in New York. But here's the problem I feel with Atlanta, because I've traveled. Mm-hmm. Because I've been up north. I've been even further south in Florida. And in Florida, they got a better mixture of music that they get versus what they play on the radio versus what Atlanta does.
I agree.
So I don't think that Exhibit C will get a lot of airtime in Atlanta, but it will get a lot of airtime, I think, right, across the nation.
City, yeah.
And I think that if it gets big enough in other cities, they have to play it in Atlanta.
Because Exhibit C, that buzz got...
Who really is checking for Jay Electronica?
You know what? I think the hip-hop heads are. I really... But here's the thing with Jay Electronica. I think he's less commercially accepted at this point than J. Cole. I think J. Cole, I think he has more of the poppy flavor, even though he's lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that people that enjoy hip hop, people that, you know what I'm saying, they're looking for J. Electronica.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if they don't know who J. Electronica is, they're looking for people like him. So as soon as he gets even more of a buzz, as soon as he maybe is featured on a major, you know, record that's out on the radio, I think people
so
gonna look for him.
People will check for him because yep. Hip hop heads, man, that's not mainstream. That's not enough. I don't think that'll be enough to carry him over the top. I mean, I think he'll definitely have the buzz behind Jay-Z name and just being affiliated with rock. Period. But will that be enough to take him to where he wants to go? Because obviously he wants to go to another level as to where he's at now. But see, Jay Electronica, man, part of the problem that he has is that this whole Act 2 has stalled. It's like another detox where it's just sitting and waiting and waiting. And man, after a while, people are going to be like, if it drops, it drops. I don't give a damn.
You have to look at how the game is played now. You know, it's mixtapes and it's features that people do when an album is about to come out to gain that pub, right? Has he really been featured on anything out right now? No.
Wait
till he gets a feature. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're trying to judge somebody's album.
You mean wait till you feature on somebody else?
Exactly.
No.
Wait till he gets a radio spin.
We're not
spin.
Judging necessarily his album, because we can't prejudge the album, but we know his style. We know what he does.
But
we know how the radio sounds.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Wait till he gets a major feature on the
record.
But
we know how the radio sounds down here.
Down here, exactly.
You know how the radio sounds down here. You got to know how the radio sounds in
New York,
Chicago, Detroit,
Miami,
Cleveland,
LA,
New Orleans.
You got to, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You don't think he's going to get big play in New Orleans? He's from there. Why wouldn't he?
Does he, though? I don't know. Because he's no currency. He's no bout about it.
Okay, but at the end of the day, you know, right now, he's not on the radio.
Okay, you know what? Maybe he will, because each city loves to support his own, which is what we have here in Atlanta, right? So maybe, you know, it'll get some airplay in New Orleans. I don't know. Like, I don't really know that sound down there and if they will be able to fit that in. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. I think if Jay Electronica, to me, was going to make it, or if he has a better chance of making it, he had a better chance with Diddy.
Why you think that?
With Diddy, man, because Diddy, man, because Diddy knows how to take somebody, man. That he's a marketing genius, dog. Like, he can take anybody, man,
you know,
and damn near make him a star.
Look
at all the people he has so far up to this point. What about that girl group that he had?
Nobody
have a long career.
I'm not saying a long career. I'm just saying if he wants to get out there
if he wants a long career, Roc Nation would be a good spot.
So give me some examples of artists that was with Jay-Z that's still around on that level.
Kanye
kind of created his own lane. He didn't rely on Jay-Z because Kanye already said, I'm a star.
He had to get put on.
Yeah, I mean, he had to get a chance to do production, but it took a minute.
It wasn't just production. Nobody
wasn't trying to hear Kanye lyrics,
okay,
man.
All right, but they signed him.
They only...
They only Kanye got successful as far as lyrically off of that track he did Through the Wire when he broke his jaw and he was rapping. That's what put him over the top. They were like, yo, this is ill that this dude is able to have a broken jaw and rhyme like this.
Do you understand that he put that out himself?
Yeah. That's what I just said, though.
Okay.
That's what I just said. Kanye created his own buzz, man. He was working. He was grinding. Will J. Electronica.
So you saying that so J. Electronica didn't create his own buzz?
I don't think he's going to do it on a level that Kanye. I think he's going to rely on Rock Nation. Like J. Cole is still doing
his own thing. Peep Kanye's lyric on his new album. He says, made the beat and the lyrics triple-double, no assists. He is music himself. Let me finish my point. Kanye is music.
Right.
So for him to create a buzz is really not that hard when he produces a track, he engineers the shit, and then he fucking rhymes on it.
Right.
It's not that hard, dog. It really is not that hard to create your own buzz. J. Electronica has done it. And I think he's created enough buzz as a rapper. Come on, like, how much more buzz can you honestly produce as a rapper by yourself?
If I could go in a barbershop and mention J. Electronica's name, and somebody would be like, I never heard of
him. Because we're in Atlanta. Go to New York.
The guy's from Boston. He's from Boston. He's from up north. One of my barbers. Yeah. And he hasn't heard J. Electronica like that. Now.
Is he in the
No. Hold on. Yeah, he is. Now, but let me say this. He has heard his name. He just haven't heard his music. So, to a certain extent, he has a buzz. But I think Diddy, man.
But he would have ended up with like a Lupe if he'd end up with Diddy, I think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He would have had some bubblegum tracks.
Name how many hardcore artists outside of the Lox and Biggie that has successful careers with Diddy. And the Lox only put out one album.
The Lox left. But in the Lox defense, you know, because if you think I'm Jiggy joint, right? With the shiny suits and everything, they didn't recognize what Diddy was doing until they would go on stage, man. They would go on stage and do these concerts, man. They'd come out, and you guys remember he would come out in the shiny suits, right? And they'll start doing the rhymes. And then all of a sudden they'll just rip them shits off. And the crowd would get upset because they wanted to hear that record. They liked the record. And that's what I'm saying, man. Diddy, regardless of whatever you think about him, is able to create and give him that buzz.
All right.
And he has enough clout and money to get him on the radio.
So Jay-Z don't have enough clout and money?
Diddy will push it more than Jay will. Jay don't give a damn.
I completely agree. Completely agree. If Jay Electronica was a different type of artist, he could do that with Ross. You see what I'm saying? Ross has expanded and been super big right now because of Diddy. And I can't take that away from Diddy.
And it was easier because of Ross.
Because of the type of artist he is. But you can't do that with J. Electronica. It takes a special type of branding, of massaging of that type of artist to make him big. Because look at Cannabis.
He did it with Biggie. He did it with the Lox. Even though they didn't like it, the Lox didn't blow up until they was on Rough Rider.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you think of Jiggy and all the stuff he was doing, the Lox had a name though.
So you mean to tell me that the Lox on Bad Boy was better than the Lox on Rough Rider?
Hell no.
Okay, because the image.
I wouldn't say that.
Jay Electronica does not fit Bad Boy.
That first Lox album was
good. He don't fit it, man.
That's why I said Diddy. He do not fit. I mean, Jay Electronica do not fit Diddy, man. He don't.
Make it work, man. I'm telling you, that man's a genius, dog. He can make that shit work, man. Shout out to the shiny suits, man, because he can make that shit work, man. I'm telling you, man.
Make it work, man.